But it is. It's episode 29 of the Guardian Project Podcast. I'm your host, Andy, and I like my commander decks like I like my baby Yoda. Innocent and adorable, but very strong.
Well, that's very true. And I'm your co-host, Mike Coyle. And you know there's a land in Magic that wears a fedora?
No.
Yeah, Temple of M'lady.
Please listen carefully.
It's the New Year's episode.
Ooh.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
It's 2020 and I feel the same.
Yeah. Still getting the date wrong?
To be fair, I did write here in the show notes. I'm only going to write 2019 on things for probably another month and a half until I realize it's really wrong and then I'm embarrassed and then I finally write 2020.
Yeah, it'll happen.
You know, you usually get it right halfway through February, but you're solid by like March.
Yeah. What if you just type the whole year? Like if you go 2-0 and then you think about like 1-9, does it just leave off the 1-9?
Like when you save a file at work, but you do it like the European style, it's like 2020-01-01 for January 1, 2020. Yeah. Do you save your files like that with an underscore between the file name?
No, I purposely do it the American style to assert dominance over my German counterparts.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Hey. What do we have on the podcast this week?
This week, we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions and goals.
For 2020.
For the year 2020.
And we're not talking diets. Because those are always broken.
I'm already on one.
You are?
I'm always on a diet. I hate myself.
No, you don't.
Yes.
Oh, no. Well, you know, I last year, one of my resolutions was, which is funny, is I do something that most people say they're going to do less of. And I was like, no, I need to do more of this, which is social media. Because I don't use Facebook anymore, really. I have it for Messenger to talk with friends.
Yep.
But I didn't really use Twitter. So I really upped my game on Twitter. We have a lot of followers now. I've made a lot of good connections, a lot of friends now.
Yeah.
And I think I want to do a lot more of that, but from the podcast page. So we usually only post one episode. We post our episode a week, and then maybe we'll post a poll or something.
Yeah,
but I want to make sure that I am, I guess, being more active.
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk with people more, get some more opinions on some
absolutely.
Of the subjects that we're working on. But I think Commander of the Week has really helped now that we're posting those.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of feedback on the deck list that we're posting. And I like to see those posts anyway and go look at what people built.
Yeah. Have you gotten any like tidbits or anything on any of your Commander of the Week posts?
On mine, no, but you know, I need to start posting them on Reddit as well, because I think that's where we're seeing most of those responses. Is we post it on Twitter, people like it, they go look at it, but I think if you post that on Reddit, you get a lot more responses, although Reddit is sometimes a black hole that you don't want to venture
down. There's some toxicity there, but it does seem like Twitter, everyone is very friendly and going, yeah, this is a good build, thumbs up, which is fine.
Yeah.
But it's also okay to be a little, to give a little criticism as well. Because we need help sometimes when we're building. When I built my Boros deck, I don't know how to build a Boros deck. Help me.
I also have a hard time now. And there goes the video.
No more.
If you're watching this on YouTube and we just disappeared, it's because
we're magicians.
Our
GoPro to do with our technical problems.
Just fell down.
No, it's an illusion.
But I have a hard time now with decks that I've had established for a long time, cutting a single card. I'm like, no, this card is important. And people are like, it's not that
just
great.
Cut a land,
no,
Andy.
No, that is Coyle's solution for everything. You cannot just cut a land every time you want. We've had this conversation before.
We even had an episode about
Coyle's down to 33 lands now in his deck, and he gets lucky that he doesn't get land screwed.
You just mulligan until you have three lands in your starting hand and go, I hope I never draw another one.
Yeah, I guess. I think the other thing that I really want to do, which I've seen some people do, and I really like following it, is documenting every single EDH game they play throughout the entire year.
Yeah.
So you document the commanders that were played, if you won or you're lost, and then, I mean, you could maybe add some more stuff to it so that you can create fun graphs and charts, which those are fun to look at the end of the year because you can see how many times you won and you lost, the colors you played the most, the commander you played the most. And then simply how many games you played. And I feel like now that we have Command Fests, you can play a lot more games than you do. But I thought about it. And at minimum, I play 4 games a week, right? I play 2 on Monday and I play 2 on Sunday.
Yep.
Or 2 on Sunday and 2 on Monday, because that's how the week goes. Sunday's the first day of the week.
For,
But you think of it as Monday.
To some.
You know, to most.
Yeah.
Well, that's how the song goes.
Monday, Sunday, Monday, happy days? That song?
No.
What song were you thinking of?
When you learn how to, the days of the week.
I did not learn the days of the week with a song.
Well, I'm not going to sing it here, but it is a song.
Okay.
Why? If I find it, I'll post a link. No, but that's four games a week. And then if we get together after Commander or we just play randomly,
mm-hmm.
we usually play three or four games in a night.
Yeah.
So it means I'm playing, on average, one game a day. And I wonder if I can make it to 365 or more.
Yeah.
That's my goal. That's one of the
365 games of Commander in
a year.
In 2020.
In 2020, I would like to play 365 games.
365 games of Magic or of Commander?
Commander.
Okay.
I do draft on Tuesdays, and we play with the Cube, but I'm not going to count those.
We might be starting the New Year's with Cube.
That is, yeah, we do have New Year's Eve Cube plans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this is after New Year's Eve, this episode.
True.
So we are talking to you in the future from the past. This is back to the past?
Back to the...
Future?
Back to the future. This is the past talking about the future. Future?
Well, I think all podcasts are the past talking about the future.
Unless you can record in the future and post it in the past. Whoa. Just do finance then. What are you doing? Stop talking about magic and start talking about finance. Well, one of my 2020 resolutions, I guess, is a little bit more specific. I need to play less black. I'm going to play less black decks.
Wow.
I to be fair.
I'm kind of dumbfounded. To be fair.
To be fair.
TBF.
The two decks I am in love with playing right now is an Is It deck and a five-color deck, which is my Jorian card draw tribal.
Because Jorian Rune Diver, when you play your second spell?
Spell of the turn, you draw a card.
Best thing you can do, Magic.
Exactly. So that's why that deck is fun, because all I do is draw cards, and people be like, "What are you going to do something, or are you just going to draw cards?" Well, like, I'm just going to draw cards. And then the other one is my Muldrotha deck. I'm in love with that deck. I love that deck. So, not Muldrotha. What am I thinking? Morophon.
Morophon, legendary everything.
Yes. I love that deck so much. It's so much fun to play, and it's always different every time, because I don't play tutor. Xur the Enchanter is my tutor, and then only tutors for enchantments, not my creatures.
But I feel like he does always get the first sliver, or at least in my games, and then it seems to just go crazy uh-huh. real fast.
I haven't gotten... I was able to play it Atog as my tribe
last
time. Do you
call it Atog or Atog-Atog?
I think I called it a Togatog, and then someone corrected me into Atog.
How do you pronounce it? Tweet at us. Yeah. Atog or Atogatog?
Or is it...
Don't enunciate it. Just spell it out how you would say it.
At Ogat. Because
they're going to be spelled the same way.
Someone guessed that'd be awesome.
Tweet at us.
Just tweet at us. Just put
How do you pronounce Atogatog?
Just put Atogatog in comment and just tweet at us.
Hashtag Atogatog.
So yeah, that's those two decks I'm having a lot of fun with. I haven't pulled out any of my mono black decks in a while. I don't like pulling those out in our friendly pods just because we've seen them a million times. But I don't pull them out against strangers either.
Yeah. I think another goal, or I guess a goal, mm-hmm. that we have for the channel is to get 200 followers by the end of next year. So right now we're just over 50.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're getting a lot more interaction, a lot more involvement. We hope everyone has enjoyed what we've put together in season one, and while we're working on these two shorter episodes over mm-hmm. the holidays, mm-hmm. ramping up for season two in the new year, we're hoping we can bring more content that you like, and that we can kind of increase the channel's presence and maybe start to create a small community.
Yeah.
And so I said I'm going to set a realistic goal, because you know you always want to reach. I'm thinking getting 100
followers
in 1 year. A million?
One
no.
Year.
I think increasing it by 150 in a year is reasonable. I don't think it's crazy. No. I think it's doable.
It's very doable.
So that's the goal, and we'll check back in obviously next year on some of these goals and see where we landed.
Yeah, and see, I would also like to do. I've gotten away from Arena recently, which is just because my
life and busy.
Yeah,
busyness
stuff happens, and I'm gonna be busy again come the spring. But I hope I can find some time to do some Arena, and maybe start doing some streaming, which would be cool. YouTube videos, deck techs.
Yeah, I have an entire studio set up for streaming, and have not done it one time. Cause, you know.
Yeah,
I just have not.
To do that.
I know. I really just need to.
But yeah, creating, like, we did one video up on our YouTube where we did some Commander games. And we were doing that for charity.
It was a 5-player game, so it was rough. And it was also our first foray into video editing. Yes. And by our, I mean Coils.
Yeah, that was.
I didn't do any work for that.
Video editors out there, your job's not easy. Take credit and give credit where credit is due. That's difficult. And 5 persons, hard to record. And that was also our $25 budget decks.
Yeah, our first budget gameplay. Mm-hmm. And so, we had 5 people, not 4. Now we realize 4 is kind of the magic number, not only for Commander, but because it's too difficult to jam 5 people into one camera.
Yep.
I guess into the view.
The view of the camera. Yep, it is. And then we also got some suggestions from some of our followers about doing like Skype Commander games, which I think would be pretty fun and interactive.
You can just record those.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Yeah, so it'll be really good interaction, you know, with our fans and stuff. And, yeah, I look forward to, like you said, the social media aspect. And I guess this is the content.
Yeah, we want to record more video content in 2020. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we did a video for Command Fest. Mm-hmm. Short, very short. Producer Ryan told us to record a lot of B-roll, and I didn't know what that really meant. Well, it meant that the video's short if you don't record enough.
You did not record enough.
No, and I thought I recorded. Oh my gosh, I was like, I recorded so much.
Mm-hmm.
No,
so little,
so little. And then I have one last, you know, thing I want to improve upon next year, which is my puns. I'm not a punny person, but I've been told we're decently funny. So I'm gonna take that as a compliment.
Yeah, we're funny. Now we got to turn that into punny.
Our intros are decently punny.
I think that's like the staple. They have to have some sort of pun in it, in some way or form, but also related to
way,
magic.
Shape, or form. Way or form. Just way or
ways, forms, shapes, whatever you want. You're Oko, Thief of Crowns,
banned in every format.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for Legacy, Vintage.
Yeah.
I forget which one.
Both. It's not banned in either of those.
I thought Vintage you couldn't play new cards, and it was only old cards. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
Legacy.
Oh,
Legacy,
okay.
Was the one I'm thinking of. Where Oko... No, it's in Vintage too, because people turned the Black Lotus into a 3/3 Elk.
Yeah, I believe you can just use really old cards in those formats. Modern was more, you know, starting in
yep.
Earlier year, and the Pioneers even earlier. So,
yep.
Yeah. Yeah, Oko's banned, so can't play that. Huh. Strong guy. But I think that's, do you have any more? I think that's what I want to improve upon this next year.
I want you to build one mono black deck.
I could do that.
Because I'm trying to stay away from mono black. I want you to build one mono black deck. And you know what? We didn't mention it. I want to teach producer Ryan how to play Magic the Gathering.
One game with producer Ryan in 2020. That's your goal, right?
Recorded.
It doesn't have to be, we'll teach
him
beforehand.
We're going to record it.
It would make great content to have someone brand new to Magic learn Commander.
What if we did it? What if we did it around the release of the Commander 2020?
That's
set.
Or we could do Commander Legends, which is far.
That's the one. That's what I'm thinking.
Later in it's like the fall.
Yeah, that way we have
plenty of time to teach them.
7 months. 8 months to teach Ryan how to play Magic the Gathering.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
my goal is
said,
to be the best
you
producer
said,
you've had, you could ever have, so I'll do it for you.
You should have said sure.
Yeah. Duh.
Radio.
I'm not gonna be good, but I'll try.
You're gonna be the best that there ever was. Like no, that no one that sorry. Tried making it.
We've both messed up horrendously.
Yeah.
You know, and there will be no more mess ups in season 2.
Yeah, season 2, zero mess ups.
Zero. We'll make no mistakes and Ryan won't have to do any editing.
Zero editing.
That's a good goal. I like that goal.
Yeah, no. Well, as we work more towards season 2, we want to thank you all for listening. We've had a great first season.
It's been great.
And if you want to contact us, you can find our podcast on Twitter @GuardianPod. You can find me at AT Flory.
You can find me at Squeaky Pig M.
And take a look for our hashtag Guardian Project Pod to find our posts and episodes. We like to hear from you, so send along your comments and any topics you'd like us to talk about, and we'll go over those on the next episode. You can also email us at guardianprojectpod@gmail.com. And hopefully you will see our new website very soon.
Have a happy 2020. Reach your goals. You can do it.
Bye.
Bye. Reach for the sky. Clap.